The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America. This is Beyond Networking. And now, here's your host, Ron Sukenik.
Well, hello and welcome to Beyond Networking, being with Ron Sukenik. And I am Ron Sukenik, and I am, as always, glad and honored that you have taken the time to listen to us today. So, you know, my question to everybody, and I often say this, is so what are you doing to make the most from the contacts you're making? And you always hear me say that experience shows that you're not together very long. And if you think that you're just going to go out and pass some business cards, maybe make some follow-up phone calls and shake hands with people, I think you're making a mistake. So in our opinion, you have to get way beyond networking, and that's really what the show's about. And every week, we meet innovative thinkers and people on the forefront of building networks, and they join with us to share their passion for what they do, why they're doing it, how they're doing it, and today is no exception. In fact, many of you who, and I thank you for the emails, and some of you certainly for the calls that you make. You stated you want to learn more about some of the social and business networking systems around the world, and we've been doing it. In fact, your wish is my command, and our guests today are the creators, the thought leaders, the founders, the passionate people behind the BizNik, B-I-Z-N-I-K, Dan McComb and Laura Felton. And I'm going to introduce them in just a moment. But for those that don't know about BizNik, it's a business-building social network for the indie professionals. And it's for people that own and operate their business. Based out of Seattle, but currently with 8,000 members, growing on a daily basis in 89 countries. Dan is a website developer turned social entrepreneur with a passion for community building. And Lara, his lovely wife, is a fine art photographer that also turned social entrepreneur with a passion for community building. And Dan and Lara, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, thank you.
And thank you. So you are out there in the Pacific Northwest, one of my most favorite places. And I think you already know because my brother's up there, my son's up there in British Columbia. And let's go to the very beginning if we can. And Lara, maybe you can help me out because I know you've been out networking a whole lot, but somehow you invite some friends together, and the next thing you know, you're building this incredible platform for people to get connected. How did that all happen, and why?
Well, it started out as Dan and I were both what we refer to as indies. We're independent contractors. Again, as you had mentioned, he was a web developer and I was a photographer, and we knew that networking was very important. It was important for us to make bids on higher jobs or higher paying jobs if would be better for us to have a team of people that we were working together with. And then there were certainly resources and services that we needed as independent contractors for our own business that we needed to be networking for. And we had so many friends in our creative arts community that we were very active in who were self-employed, and yet it was kind of a social no-no to be talking about what you do. When we were hanging out together, it was more important to be talking about who we were and what we were interested in. And yet the truth is as an independent contractor, someone who was self-employed as a photographer, I loved what I did, and I wanted to be talking about that. And Dan also liked talking about what he did. He was very into technology. And so we pulled together a group of friends, and we said, come on, you guys, let's do this in a certain time and place where we don't have to be doing this when we're socializing at parties and whatnot. Let's get together at a set time and business network together. And so Dan said, well, in my free time, I'll build a website for us. In fact, it should be one of these new social networks. And this was about 3 years ago when Friendster was out there and we were using Friendster. And we decided, well, let's give everybody a profile and we'll put some basic messaging tools into it and we'll all get together and we'll network on our own time in our own way. We'll do it in a way that doesn't suck. You don't have to get on a suit. You don't have to blindly be passing business cards. We can get together and we can just get to know each other. And we can just build friendships and relationships with each other.
Well, what you did, Lara, and certainly Dan, my God, I mean, you went way out there. I mean, you went over the top. We're not just talking about any website, Dan, are we? I mean, this is a very special platform that people can connect and build relationships and promote their business, share experiences. Could you share a little bit about that, Dan?
Sure. Yeah, it really did begin just as a weekend project for me. Biznic, we never really set out to build, you know, a business networking platform as it's turned into today. We really just set out to solve our own problem and to create a way for a bunch of our friends to get together and network. And what I started out with was just a basic website, and it just slowly evolved into a point after about a year. Realized more people were joining and people we didn't know were asking for different features. And so at some point we kind of realized that we really take this seriously and actually think of it as an end in itself as opposed to just a way to get people together for our own businesses. And at that point, I made the transition to thinking about it instead of just solving our own problem, to solving a bigger problem. And that's when we teamed up with someone we met at a business networking event named John Adair, who's a fantastic web developer. And he enabled us to really think about this in a bigger way and build it on a platform that's really, really solid and really powerful. It's pretty cool. I mean, we have, I would say right now, Biznic is pretty much the most powerful way for independent business people to connect. You get big networks like LinkedIn, and they work great for people who work in a more corporate setting because they have all these kind of complicated permissioning systems of who can see whom. When you're an independent professional, you really only have one problem, and that is getting noticed. So our permissioning system is very simple, on or off. And we do a lot to make
on
sure that you get noticed.
On or off, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I mean, and then there's a lot of do behind the scenes to really get you noticed. For example, a lot of people comment that they join Biznic, and literally within 24 to 48 hours, they'll show up at the top of their keywords on Google. So, for example, if you Google Seattle PR consultants, you'll find that the number one and two results that come back are both Biznic member profiles. That kind of thing is actually hard to buy. To go out and get that kind
right.
of that sort of search engine optimization, and we give it to you for free for joining Biznic. And we also have paid levels of membership now because Biznic, as it's grown, we've treated it like a business, and we're realizing that of course we need to make a profit in order to make this sustainable. So we have two different levels of membership.
Dan, you're telling me you just can't let people hang out and be together and enjoy this business building new way of networking at no cost? Come on.
Well, you know, there really is a very high expectation for free on the internet. You know, a lot of services are free,
yes.
or they're
yes.
and they appear to be free. They're usually run by advertising revenue. Biznic, we initially set it out to build a free service. And then we realized along the way we needed to really, like I said, make revenue. And so we've got those two levels of paid membership, $10 a month and $24 a month. For $10 a month, you get an enhanced profile, which means you can do things like include your blog feed on your profile or upload a logo, put different associations that you may be part of on there. And we're about to add video profiles on there as well. That's something by the end of this week that we hope to have up running,
wow.
and that'll be included to the paid members only. And then for the $24 a month level, you get what we call enhanced promotion, and that means that we do things like post an unlimited number of promotions on the promotions part of the website. You can have your profile displayed more prominently than anyone else's. And what we find is that people who do upgrade to the top level 26 times more traffic to their own website than the people who don't. So it really does work.
And I'll tell you what got my attention, guys, and this goes back a little bit, but I received something over my desktop that said Biznic, business networking that doesn't suck. And by the way, I hope we don't get censored on this podcast, but it got my attention. So, Lara, help me out on this one here. I mean, a whole new way of networking. So you're a business social network for the indie professional. Give me some of the ideas on how you're creating this, what you say is a new way of networking.
Well, we have a couple of mottos that we use, and one is business networking that doesn't suck. Another one is that it's about building relationships over just simply passing referrals. We're not a leads generation group. We're not every morning getting together once a week and focusing on how many referrals we've passed. Instead, we're talking to each other and building relationships, and we believe strongly that referrals will follow when the relationships have been established. We provide our members with lots of different tools to build those relationships and to get exposure and to help build and community. So we think of ourselves as facilitating community through face-to-face events. So all of our events are hosted by our members at any time in any place in the world. Literally any place in the world. We've had events in New Zealand and in India. People can use the tools to create an event and pull together other independent business people in their area to get to know them. It could be an educational event. It could be an educational event, or it could be a social networking event. But we really believe that there's lots of different ways to build community. And sometimes it's giving back to your community by offering them something of value, that you have something to teach them. Or sometimes it's simply pulling people together in a pub and saying, let's all just have a happy hour drink and get to know each other.
Okay, so let's take a moment there. And I was really impressed with your movement. Of course, you're based in the Pacific Northwest, and the movement you've created right there in Seattle, where people can create events and they can get to be together. And of course, I know you started to expand it. So I, you know, while you're in 89 countries, my God, you're meeting in New York, in San Francisco, Washington, L.A., Boston. How many cities are we meeting in now with BizNIC?
Well, to be honest, the most regular meetings are happening in Seattle. This is where we've started, and this is where we're putting the focus of our attention. And it is where Dan and I are. And so the truth is that we were the ones that hosted the first 50 to 100 events. We sourced this. We just started leading by example. People in other cities are starting to catch on, but they're not catching on as quickly yet. So we're hoping that they'll start realizing soon that this tool is available to them to use. Austin, Texas is a place where there's some regular events happening, and they're also happening in San Francisco.
Well, let me ask you this question then. So if somebody's listening to this, so they get, you know, obviously they're going to hear this podcast, and they like what they see, and they want to make it happen in their city, all they have to do is, in fact, bring that to your attention. Is there a discussion that takes place between you and them, or is it just something they just sign up and do and start inviting people?
Both. Certainly, I would. Dan and I will both take the time to engage in a conversation with anyone who wants to engage in a conversation about what kind of event would work for them. But all the tools are online. So if you go to the events page, there is a button that says create an event, and you can walk through the steps of creating an event in your area. There's even suggestions on what kinds of events have been successful in other areas and some ideas on how you might pull together a networking event on a Tuesday evening at 5:30. It's really as simple as going to a local neighborhood haunt, a place where it's usually slow on a Tuesday evening anyway, letting the bar manager know that, hey, I'm gonna put this on a website and tell a couple people to come by, and it might be a dozen or two dozen of us, and they're usually like, great, no problem. They don't even need to hire extra bar staff. And then those 24 people or so come together in a room, and you take someone who's friendly, who can just say, hi, guys, it's great to see you here, and everyone just starts talking, and it's really as simple as that, and that's what we've noticed has happened in some of these other cities, is now a community is formed, and these people are starting to say, hey, let's meet again. This is great. I want to see you guys next week. What can we do? And then they can go back to the BizNIC website and create another event.
So let me ask the both of you this, and Dan, I think you were just about to say something.
Oh, I was just going to add that the other type of event that we've found to be really popular here in Seattle is educational workshops. And those are generally taught by someone who, like, for example, a business coach or someone who's an expert on some topic of business that's relevant to independent business people who are building their businesses. And they'll host events on topics like business planning or how to use the web to promote your business, any topic that's relevant to business people. And they can actually, if they're a paid member of BizNIC, you can actually charge a fee for your workshop. And BizNIC takes a $5 per person transaction, but you keep 100% of whatever fee you set. So if you set the fee at $25, you get to keep that $25, and then we add $5 so that the total price.
How is the money being captured for the event? Is it online at your platform?
Yeah, it's all online, and anyone who wants to do a workshop through BizNIC will get a check from us immediately after the event.
Oh, I love that.
And this is this is another thing that's fantastic about the events tool, is that all of these reservations are made online, and so the networking happens after the event online as well. So you can go to an archive of any event that you've ever attended, and you can see all the people who are there. And I've used this tool plenty of times where I'll remember, you know, 3 months later that, oh, I was talking to somebody at this one event last April, and we were talking about she was a move manager, and now I really need her contact information, and where did I put that business card? Well,
nice.
I can go to the website, and I can go back to that event, and I can find her instantly.
I like that. Now, whose idea was that? Was that a
technical
idea?
That's social networking. That is a trend that happens in social networking technology, but I think Dan and I both realized that these are all ways that we need to facilitate community is by bringing them together face-to-face and then following up by providing them with tools to meet online.
Now, talk to me, guys, about your passion, and help me out. You love interacting with people. I know that because I've met you both, and I've seen you bring people together at what you call the biz jam. But I mean, this must make you guys feel really great, doesn't it? I mean, to have 8,000-plus members in 89 countries.
I guess I would just say that it does feel really good to realize that a problem that you had that you solved for yourself, actually you're able to solve it for lots of other people. And I think that tends to be the beginning of a lot of great ideas. Inventors throughout history have kind of, you know, solved their own problem and in the process did something amazing that the rest of us can share. And so that's really what it's about. And I think that's what independent business is about in general. And that's what really excites me about being involved and makes me passionate about what I'm doing is the fact that we're helping to enable a lot of independent business people who have really fantastic and interesting ideas that they're passionate about, be able to connect with other people and take those ideas to the next level. And so I am excited about it. Really enjoy the people who I meet in who are in the same space, creating and fleshing out their ideas and bringing them into the world of a business. Because to me, business is a form of self-expression, and that's really this is meeting people who are expressing themselves through their businesses.
Oh, and by the way, you may know this. I mean, these are just normal numbers that just recently came out. About 1 million people went into business last year. Unfortunately, guys, 1,216,000 people went out of business. And a lot of them are these small businesses. So a community that's really built for what you call the indie professional. Now let's jump into your manifesto for a moment, okay? I love that. You have a manifesto, and you believe in people, not professions. You believe in collaboration and not competition. What's your most favorite, Lara? Which one of in the manifesto do you love and like the most, or like more than maybe some others?
Well, I was actually going to comment on the collaboration one. I really believe strongly that great things can happen through collaboration, that a rising tide floats all boats, for example, and that I found that when I was trying to do some networking in some other organizations promoting my photography business, that there were really no other photographers for me to collaborate with, that I was really stuck in a place where it was one person from each profession, and so I was encouraged to think of the other photographers as competition, as not as partners for going into larger projects or more diverse projects with. And so that's one thing that I believe strongly that BizNIC can provide and has provided is a community where people are collaborating with one another and their businesses are being able to stretch their businesses further and reach for different kinds of clients because they have that kind of collaborative partnership.
Dan, what about yourself? At any part of the manifesto? I mean, of course, we believe in technology. I mean, that's got to be a natural for you.
Sure,
technology.
Technology excites. You know, I think I'm one of those people who I really believe that technology is really important. And I think a lot of our members that we find feel the same way. In other words, they know that they should be using social networking technology, but they really don't care, or they're not really that big about it, and they don't really care about, you know, blogging every day necessarily unless they can see some benefit to their business. And so that's what we've really done is just try to focus on finding appropriate technology and then delivering it in a way that's not about the technology, but it's about you and your business and how you can use it to immediately grow your business and become more profitable.
Okay, then let me ask you another question. What's something else that's different about BizNIC right now, either Lara or maybe Dan, that's different than what's anything that's out there right now?
I think the biggest thing, the thing that we focused on and the thing that really comes through with BizNIC is that the entire application is built with independent, local business people in mind. It's not really a place for people who work for big corporate America to network, although you can use it that way, but it's not designed for that. It's designed for people who are running their own businesses. We did a survey last November of our membership, and we discovered that most of our members describe themselves as solopreneurs and as freelancers or as self-employed. So it's really about, you know, this community is really designed for that type of person, and that's who's using it. So it's a great place to meet and connect with other people who are kind of out there by themselves building a business and find services that you need. For example, everybody needs to get their taxes done this time of year, and there's a lot of people on BizNIC who can serve that need. And you might also find that as you're building your business, someday you need an attorney, as we found pretty soon as we were developing our business. And so we ended up finding one, BizNIC, and it's a great place to make those kind of connections. And you'll find that the thing that makes BizNIC unique is that it's the whole thing is just designed with those independent business people in mind.
Can I ask you this, just if you've measured this, which I'm sure you have, with your base of people that you have that are very, I mean, there's not even a question that if anybody is in the Pacific Northwest, you got to get out to BizNIC events. In fact, you need to go to BizNIC, BizNIC.com, and you need to figure out if something's going on in your area. But have you measured the level of participation, guys, at all? Have you really looked closely at – give me some numbers on that, because I'll bet you it's been going up, Dan, hasn't it?
Yes, they have. In fact, here's how we measure participation. We measure participation as a percentage of all users that we have who have visited the website in the past 30 days. And so if you want those numbers, then what we have is about a third, 34%, I think, as of last time I checked, 34% of all members, you know, the whole 8,000 members, have been to the website in the last 30 days. Here in Seattle, the numbers are higher. Here in Seattle, it's about 40% have come to the website in the last in the last 30 days. And then of the paid members, it's much higher. So if of our paying members, over 80% are active and have come to the website over the past 30 days. And then there's, of course, there's people who come to events. That's an interesting one. We haven't actually done that number and figured out a percentage of you know, who's coming to the events, but we do know that last year we had over 200 events here in Seattle alone, and the average attendance is about 10 people per event. So it's pretty active here, out here in the Northwest.
You know, I loved a lot of, and I've responded to people as a BizNIC member, and but I love the articles. In fact, the one I read recently was Seven Steps to Making a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
But failing to plan is planning to fail, creating a positive first impression anywhere, getting emotional with your images. Now, wow, I haven't read that one.
But I was going to comment on that as well, that as much as we do promote these face-to-face events, because we believe that meeting another person face-to-face is really where the connections happen, the website is a fantastic place to get online and surf around and read the articles and meet the people who wrote the articles, because they're all members of BizNIC. They all have profiles. You can message any one of them at any time. Go into the discussion forums. We have a forum called BizTalk where there's all sorts of discussions going on relevant to questions about small business or just general questions or a place to promote yourself, a place to introduce yourself. And there's even a coffee break place where some people are just building community by simply chatting about different things they're finding interesting that aren't necessarily relevant to business. And then again, like I mentioned, if you go to the archives of some of the events, you'll also be able to touch base with some of the people that you maybe did meet previously. So the website is a fantastic place with lots of things going on.
Look, let's face it. You've got some incredible people up there in the Northwest. Now, is that have anything to do with Microsoft being there or the Seattle Mariners or Pearl Jam or Jimi Hendrix, Heart, or Nirvana? I mean, why is it that you've got all these serious social scientists hanging out up there, serious about building community? Why are they gravitating? It rains a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it keeps us inside.
I don't want to make fun of the Northwest. I meant that lovingly, of course.
Oh, that's sure.
But you've got some great talent. Look, there's only so much we can do today, but, you know, if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, I mean, these are the kinds of discussions we want to have. And today, we're meeting with the people behind the BizNIC movement. We're talking 8,000 people, 89 countries. By the way, guys, there's 214 countries in the world, so you've got a little bit more to go.
Okay.
But look, but I think we need to get to 16,000 members. And everybody that's listening to this podcast, I've got to tell you, you got to go out. You got to tell people to go to Biznik, BIZNIK.com. You got to figure out why this is a business building social network, why Biznik is connecting globally, but certainly meets locally. You got to read the manifesto. In fact, guys, if people want to call Biznik and maybe speak to either yourself, Dan, or speak to Lara, is that okay? Is that encouraged? And is there a number you might want to put out? Lara, any comment on that?
Absolutely. It's definitely okay. And both Dan and I do have profiles on Biznik ourselves, and we can be messaged and emailed and called through the contact information that's on our profile. And we're very interested in helping others in other cities outside of Seattle and inside of Seattle facilitate this movement. Absolutely.
Do you have a 2008 goal for the amount of members that you should expect, Dan, coming into the system?
Well, I can tell you, rather than specifically a specific goal, what we do have is we monitor, you know, what's happening in terms of joining. Last year, we had an average of 12 new members a day joining Biznik. This year so far, we're averaging 25 new members a day. So it's really nice to see that number is jumping up, and I think that will continue to accelerate over the year. So certainly my hope is that we have something upward of 20,000 people by the end of the year, but we'll see how that goes.
Okay. By the way, just so you all know, there's about 6.6 billion people in the planet, and roughly, Dan, 21,009 people a day being born into the world.
Right,
and we've
also learned
that there's 21 million personal businesses in the United States, so we definitely have a place, a star to reach for.
No, I hear that. And by the way, again, we've been visiting today with the creators, the founders of Biznik, Dan McComb, and his lovely wife, Lara Felton, both passionate about it, about this thing about community and building business for the indie, the independent business people. And if you want to connect with Dan and Lara, just go. You got to go to Biznik, BIZNIK.com. 8,000 members and growing every day, and they're in 89 countries. And guys, in closing, we always want to leave the listening audience thinking about something. I call them thinking points for connecting forward. Let me start, maybe Dan. We're going to end with Lara. But Dan, what thinking point do you want to leave for the audience today?
The point I would like to leave is that with business networking, I think the thing that matters more than anything is when you approach it, if you approach it by asking yourself, how can you help the person who you're meeting grow their business and become more profitable? If you approach it with that in mind, then you're going to do really well, because you're going to be doing favors for people and they're going to be predisposed to do them back to you. And you're going to be putting energy into building your network, and any energy you put into it that way is always going to come back to you with spades.
Well, great. That's a great point to think about. Lara, what thinking point would you like to leave for the audience today?
Well, I'll read a little bit from the manifesto, which was written by Chris Haddad. Chris Haddad is a copywriter in Seattle who we often like to refer to as he's got Haddaditude. So he says, in part of our manifesto, he says, we believe in self-interested altruism. Give to the group without expecting any return. Karma will come and get you. Karma will hunt you down. So I think that's a great way to just say that Biznik is a group of people who are like-minded, who are building their business, who are passionate about what they do and how they're earning a living, and this is a great place for you to come and meet other people who think just like you do and can help you build your business and make it more profitable.
Well, Dan and Lara, what a treat to have you. I just got some chills down my back. That was beautiful. In fact, if anybody has great karma, the both of you do. Keep doing it. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, Ron,
so much for having us. Yeah.
Okay, guys. We'll see you soon, hopefully.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Beyond Networking. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.